Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's yeah. Brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Try peanut butter AIDS.
AIDS helps put me in control.
There's no stimulant in AIDS that could make you nervous.
Don't be a knucklehead.
I would agree.
If you pull harder, you're just going to rip something important out.
Okay, let's talk Zoom calls.
Let's.
I have not had to be on a lot of Zoom calls either because, well, this is what we do. We don't have to have, like, sales meetings and
no.
Other meetings. And I've Zoomed, like, twice with friends.
Yeah, I think I've only Zoomed the once. And
months
that was,
ago.
It was a random Zoom invite. Someone was doing a sports trivia night and just asked if I would participate. And I said no, but I will stop in and say hello.
So one question that's been popping up is why people are waving at the end of Zoom calls.
Oh, well, isn't that like a friendly goodbye sort of thing?
Well, yeah, but you don't wave when you leave a room.
No, but I'm trying to think of what's the appropriate way to end a Zoom call.
Herein lies the debate.
You can't drop an I love, like at the end of a phone call, you're like, I love you. You ever done that out of habit?
Yeah.
Like leaving?
I do it all the time.
Yeah, you're like, I love you. Yeah, you're like, sorry. A little inappropriate there. Yeah, or you get an I love you and you're not expecting it and you don't know what to do. It's a little, the exiting a room or a conversation can be a bit clunky.
So this was a big one on social media. Why people feel compelled to wave at the end of Zoom calls and they feel really weird doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so social media took it over. And now, of course, they have to have an article explaining from experts why we are waving at the end of Zoom calls. And they say that, there are several explanations. Basically, this is our default way of communicating during a pandemic, or at least it was when we were quarantining.
Sure.
Like super Q-teening.
Yeah.
People adjust and adapt their behaviors accordingly, and they crave more human connection. So Dr. Laura Dudley at Northeast University said the personal touch is missing. We're hungering for that human interaction, that friendliness. So we're starting to do things like waving to say goodbye. It feels a little nicer than just clicking off. There are various other reasons, but what I wanted to talk about was a photo that I was given today. I was shown an exclusive photo.
Mm-hmm. Was it a nude?
No. But it was a a business call of a bunch of people doing their businessy things, right? That's what they do.
A bunch of businessy people doing businessy.
They get these things going. That's what's happening. Everybody's doing that every morning, right? Yeah. A bunch of people now, their lives are, it's not you and I's lives, but a bunch of people's lives now is Zoom call, Zoom call, Zoom call, Zoom call, Zoom call.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
For what they do. And she was pointing out to me, she goes, look at this photo, because she took a screen grab of it. Look at the faces of everyone in the. It was probably about 15 to 20 people in this, maybe less.
A giant Brady Bunch-like square.
Yeah. And she took a screenshot, and
Hollywood
it was
squares, if you will.
Really funny to go and look at people's faces. And they look just miserable. I mean, do you ever like drive around and look at. I've often tried to observe people in their cars.
Sure.
Because I think for some reason we believe no one's watching us when we're in our cars.
Absolutely. You can see some stuff in cars. Yeah, someone's knuckle deep or they're just belting it out.
It's when just like we forget there are windows and there's maybe other people looking at you, which whatever. I don't care.
Hotel windows are the same way. If you're ever in a hotel room and the curtains are wide open and there's, you know, you can see a room. It's like maybe 10 feet away. Same sort of thing. Everyone's out there just letting it fly.
But have you ever noticed just how unhappy many people look while driving? Like you're resting, you're just your face.
Yeah.
As you're not talking, you're listening to something, you're driving, you're just, your face says a lot in that scenario.
Sure.
So you've never done this?
No, I know of what you speak. I don't know if I've thought
people
about it in
look,
this exact way, but
they look incredibly sad.
Yes.
Not everyone, but you can really see.
It's the REM video. It's really not that far out there.
That's exactly right.
Well, very few times, like, because I'm this way. If I'm in traffic and someone were to look in the old Expedition,
oh my God,
you would see a not happy camper.
I think
plus,
we
my
all
face
have
naturally
this.
Looks that way anyway.
We all have this because we don't care, right?
No.
Like, we're not. It's like the truest facial expression because we're not.
You're not putting it on for anyone else. It's just there.
So back to the Zoom call. What now is being discussed about Zoom call etiquette, because we're going to be on these for a while, is how much do you, put on the face just like you do in real life? Because people are not doing it on Zoom calls, and it's hilarious.
Even though
you see what I'm getting at? Because when somebody walks into this room, let's say Kim, our boss, walks into this room.
Yes.
Right? She would have a face and, you know, we'd have this conversation and it would be this whole thing, just like you do when you see anyone anywhere, right?
Yeah.
But on Zoom, we're sort of getting driver face. And you go have a Zoom call with Kim, and if it's a long Zoom call, you're watching, and before you know it, people slough off into
their natural mode.
Where you don't do that when you're in a room with other people.
No, it's
very rarely.
It's the impersonal nature of it, right? There's something about, because you're still at home, you're not wearing a bra, or if you're a dude, you're not probably wearing pants, right? And I think there's an element to that. You get the.
It's the in-car face.
Yeah, I'm in my house. I'm in my own little world, and you're right. That is the window to privacy in people's minds, which is hilarious because, well. It certainly isn't private. You're on a Zoom call with
exactly.
20 other people.
That's the whole point.
I want to start doing this now, although I'm not on any Zoom calls, but I'm going to look at people in traffic. I'll be more cognizant of that.
They look terribly sad.
See, I see that when I'm out at grocery stores. Like I like people watching, and you do see this a lot when people are shopping. People just look miserable, and especially guys. Like if you're in IKEA, you're at a Target, just look at the poor bastard that's being drugged through that store. It just looks at any given moment that guy wants to end it all. Like if there was a gun in the middle of the room, he would just be finished.
Yeah. But not that you're supposed to look like the best version of yourself. It's just funny to observe, and it's funny to see how people are not doing that on Zoom calls, even though they're very businessy and they're very, you know, technically important, I
sure.
guess. I mean, it's like, it's just, in other words, it's not the same etiquette as when you are in a room with all these people. And that's fascinating.
I just think, is there something to this, and I'm just spitballing here, aren't people just miserable in general? I'm amazed at how many people they're just unhappy a lot, which is sad because you only get one of these, and life is not supposed to be a kick in the balls 24/7. But boy, I encounter a lot of people that are just unhappy. They're unhappy in their marriage. They're unhappy with their kids. They're unhappy with their job. They're just unhappy. And you wake up and realize that for the next 40 years, this is your life. And I just think after a while, it just beats you down.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of that. But I wonder how many people know that they reveal that just by their existence. It's like, oh, wow, you look miserable.
Well, we,
and all you're doing is sitting in front of a computer.
Sitting in front of a computer. That thinly veiled smile that everyone puts on is immediately ripped away simply by a Zoom call.
It's not the happiest of times.
No.
You know, everybody's stressed out right now.
Well, not everybody. I think Bezos is fine. Costco bros. It is weird when you, I don't know if you've had this. I know we got a break, but have you encountered someone, and I won't mention any names, but I've encountered a few business owners that when you like out and about, like people that I know, and you're like, hey man, you're like, how's it going? And like, business is great. Like I've never been busier.
And they didn't expect it.
Yeah. And they're like all excited. And you're like, oh, I didn't see that one coming. And you're happy for them. But at the same time, you're like, you know, they can't be outwardly that happy because there are some businesses doing really good right now. And I don't think anyone wants to hear that you're doing great. Right. It's
true.
Yeah. It's hard if someone asks you how you're doing, if you're like, doing never better. This is fantastic. It's probably not the right time to be bragging about that.
All right. Yeah, I don't know what I don't know what the point of that was. It was just an observation. It was just funny to see the photo. She took a photo and she goes, look at this. And every person on there was just, it was so sad.
Well, think about
that the next time you're on a Zoom call.
Well, think about any time you're on a call and it's not a video call, realize that the other person on the line hates you and they want to murder you.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
All right, so how expensive is the gold mask? There's a guy wearing a gold mask.
How much is it too much for a mask? I would just say...
$20? We already had this debate.
I know, I just, in general, I want people's opinion on this. 503-250-1080.
The world's most kick-ass mask?
Well, just in general, like that, and if you're just buying a mask, what's the most you would spend on a mask?
All right, well, I'll tell you what this guy spent.
Yeah, something tells me it's going to be a little much.
He has a gold mask. We'll do that next. 620 on the Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today. And here's to a better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
Animal Uprising news is coming up.
You showed me the photo, by the way, of the depressed Zoom call. Boy, you were really, you were right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's one or two of those that especially you're like, oh boy.
It's just funny.
And you also realize too that...
Not even, funny.
No, but there is also something too, I think, when you showed me that photo. One, women don't, what you're used to seeing women in a professional setting, right? Women especially are done up. Hair, makeup, but even guys, like even though that there's a difference when a guy is in a nice work appropriate outfit as opposed to being home in a baseball cap and maybe he hasn't shaved and you know he's wearing like an old sweatshirt. I think that adds a little bit to the frumpy kind of nature of it. And so you throw those together with the fact that you're miserable on a Zoom call and I think you get the perfect storm of...
You just forget people are watching you.
Yes.
Somebody else mentioned that, you know, a lot of people look at themselves on there.
Well, of course, because...
they're looking at their own
box. You want to make sure that you don't, you know, you're like, hey, what have I got going on over here?
But if that were the case, then you would notice, oh my gosh, I should...
Looking a little rough around the edges here?
Look so sad. Scared.
Well, I don't know. Like, there is that. Like, if you've ever FaceTime with someone, like you're talking, and I'll do that. I'll look up and I'm like, what the hell's going on up there? Like, you'll notice something about yourself, or yeah, I can see where that happens. I mean, you just naturally eye is pulled. You're like, you want to make sure you don't look like a dumbass.
All right, this guy's from India, and his name is Shankar, and he has a mask that is gold.
That seems...
And his, by the way, his mask is not... it's not a proper face covering.
Okay.
It just looks like a horse muzzle. And it's got four straps. It's just... It's terrible. Terrible looking. It doesn't look like it... I mean, it covers his nose and mouth, but only kind of.
All right. What am I? What do I Google to see this thing?
Indian man wears gold face mask.
Indian man.
To ward off coronavirus.
Gold face. Is, well, I'm guessing gold is probably a good barrier, right?
Is it? I guess, yeah.
I can't imagine.
I would imagine that weighs a lot.
Yeah, and what about the breathability? Oh, yeah, look at that.
See that? That's not all that effective. It looks as though it weighs 2 ounces. It's 60 grams.
All right.
And it costs $4,000.
Well, I mean, if you've got the money, what is that? Is that a flex on?
He said
on the others.
Like, he says it's thin, and it actually has tiny pores that help him to breathe.
Well, if it has tiny pores, is that does that defeat the purpose? I don't.
Yes, probably.
Look, he's wearing it so that he can say he has a $4,000 gold mask.
Yes.
Right. I mean, there's no other reason to have a $4,000.
But he does say that people are asking him for selfies.
Well, there
they want a selfie with
there
him.
You go. He's also wearing a Mr. T starter kit because he's got a giant gold chain, two giant gold watches, a bracelet, and I'm looking here at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like 7 rings.
But you know what else is funny? Do you notice anything else about the mask that's kind of funny? It's $4,000 and made of gold.
And the straps on it are just like the cheapest looking.
Yeah. It's got like a $1 shoelace holding it together.
Well, I mean, I guess.
I mean, come on. Those should be at least bedazzled or something, right?
It does seem fairly cheaply made as far as the straps go. It's just, it's like crudely tied like to the supports of the fancy gold mask. And here's the thing. If I saw that, I would not think that that's an expensive mask. That, to me, looks like you took the hubcap off like an 84 Buick, like one of those cheap gold ones, and you just threw that on your face. That doesn't look expensive or like a that's not a good flex.
No.
Now, I'm looking here. I found a list of the most expensive face masks that people are buying.
Yeah, what's the most?
Right now. This is according to...
It can't be $4,000.
No. These are like...
$100?
These are just like the normal, I guess, normal, if you will. But like masks, the cloth masks or N95 masks.
How much?
It looks like the Supreme one is the most. And that should come as no surprise because, well, I don't get that at all. Like the whole Supreme thing, like Supreme has developed this business where they just take...
I don't know what that is.
You don't know the Supreme?
No.
So it's a brand, but they don't really make anything. They take other. So you'll take like a Nike sweatshirt or a Louis Vuitton sweatshirt, and then you put Supreme on it. They partner with them, and then you can sell it for like a gajillion dollars.
It says it's a skateboarding shop.
That may be where it started.
Streetwear.
But they just take other clothing and then they put Supreme across it. So you can get like a champion sweatshirt that's like $50.
Why didn't I think of that?
But if you put Supreme on it, then that sweatshirt is like $200.
How did they get that to be cool?
I don't know. It absolutely fascinates me, but that is a 100% real thing, and it's a big deal. Like the Supreme is like all the kids, all the kids love them.
Hmm.
And so if you want a Supreme mask, it looks like certain ones are going for about $500.
God. Why?
Because it's got Supreme on it.
Couldn't I get the same effect from a Folgers can?
Yes, but then it wouldn't be Supreme. And by the way, they like to brand themselves as a streetwear company.
Yeah. I'm reading about them here.
Yeah. But now, to be fair, theirs are like really nice masks.
Apparently
like,
they collaborated with Nike.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what got them... vaulted up.
Yeah, like a pair of Air Force Ones is like $100.
Yeah.
But if you put Supreme like on the tongue or whatever, then they're like $300 or $400.
They also had Tyler the Creator that put one of their sweatshirts in one of his vids,
mm-hmm.
one of his videos. Boom.
Yeah,
right there.
It's a big deal.
Right there. That's crazy.
So if you've got $500 and you want to flex on people, wear the Supreme one.
I've never heard of it.
And then they got, like, everyone's got them now. There's some Nike ones, Adidas, Under Armour. Again, Louis Vuitton's got a mask. You know, and some of those, it looks like the expensive trendy ones are like $100 to $200.
When are we going to start having the masks that we get fitted?
Oh.
Because that would seem to matter, right? You don't know. Because they're all different sizes. We have different face sizes.
That is true. Customizable masks.
I'm going to open a mask fitting store.
You going to sell it on the street like that psycho guy that's selling the severed heads? By the way, that guy's in Vancouver now.
Business is better up there.
I've seen his creepy-ass shops.
All right, animal news, animal uprising news. Next, here's Mike.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Double sun power!
Somebody texts, is Kirkland in the mask game yet?
That surprises me that they're not.
How do you know they're not?
Well, Kirkland makes good stuff, but is there like... this is going to sound really bad, uh-oh, but does sometimes do you feel a little uncomfortable buying the Kirkland brand, depending on what it is?
I don't think I've ever bought anything Kirkland.
No? If you don't know, Kirkland is the Costco brand.
Yeah.
And they have really nice... I've seen it. They have really good stuff,
My wife will buy things. They'll be in the pantry, like Kirkland... mix or something? Chex,
sure.
I don't know. I pull it out and I eat it just the same.
And I've heard from some people that are like for instance, like that are really good wine bros, right? And they say that the Kirkland brand is actually really good, but would you feel comfortable going over to someone's house and bringing a bottle of Kirkland wine?
I see what you mean there.
You know what I'm talking
about?
You're
talking about it being a little...
Yeah. Like, there's nothing... Like, by all accounts... By all accounts, the Kirkland wine is really, really good. In fact, I was reading an article not too long ago that was talking about this, how the Costco has kind of changed the wine game, that they have really good value on big brand names, and you can get it at great prices. Same thing with booze. But that the Kirkland brand hard liquors and the Kirkland brand wines are really good, and on like the Wine Spectre, or what is it, the Spectator, the points or whatever, that some of their wines come in really, really high, and they're trying to break the stigma that it's, you know, of it being a cheap Costco wine. And while that is true, I'm sure, I still think it might be a little weird to show up at someone's house and bring a bottle of Kirkland wine.
The wine world is pretty snobby.
Yes.
That's probably why. But other than wine, nah.
Because some people still have that, like they sell engagement rings, really good stuff, really high-end stuff.
Kirkland Jewelers.
Yeah. Costco has their own jewelry department, and it's... And some of the stuff is really expensive, and it's beautiful. And
I didn't know that was all Kirkland.
Yeah, the Kirkland is the Costco brand.
Wait, everything in there is Kirkland?
No, but anything that has Kirkland on it is there.
Well, that I knew, but
yeah,
I didn't know it all was. I mean, they sell name brand stuff.
Sure. Yeah, but a lot of the stuff you buy, everything you buy in Costco, there is probably going to be a Kirkland brand right next to it.
The Kirkland golf balls.
Yeah.
Great golf ball.
I guess they're like a buck a ball, as opposed to, you know, what is it, $5 for a Pro V1 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Kirkland brand jeans, Kirkland brand shirts. Mitt Romney, who's worth $1 billion, remember that was his big thing, is he bought his shirts from Costco.
Have you bought clothing from Costco before? I can't say that I have.
I don't know if I have either. Most of the stuff there,
maybe socks.
It doesn't look like it's for me.
I think I've only been in a Costco once.
Are you serious?
Yeah. My family wasn't a member. My aunt and uncle had a membership, so I went with them once. But beyond that, I've never had a membership before.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, where I'm from, it was Sam's Club.
Yeah. Never a bulk buy man myself.
Yeah.
I still have a Costco membership, and I don't know if it's worth it because there's not that many people in my household. But, like, I buy dog food there and... You buy your toilet paper and, you know.
I remember walking around once and being impressed at the size of all of the things they were selling and going, this seems like way too many peanut butter pretzels, but sure. I guess it's a good value.
The text says, Mike, it's not Augusta. You can get a membership.
Yeah, they're like $40.
I know. I'm just saying that
he's not a bulk buyer.
We never did, and I have no reason to buy bulk. So
I have noticed that I did, because I talked about this. And I broke down and I bought the big bottles of booze, and I have not gone back. They really are.
Yeah.
Rob's pick takes the lead.
Saves you a trip.
It does. And then you know, you don't feel like you run out. I feel like I am stocked up on booze for the next 7 years.
But,
I'm ready for the next pandemic.
But this is one, to your point, I don't like my bar with that on there.
Yeah.
I like regular size bottles on my bar.
So can I tell you here that I did this with two separate brands that get a lot of run in the Secanic household. I filled the normal size bottle. So I've got like an old whiskey barrel that's like my bar cart. You know, and there's a door in it, and then you can put it in there. And then on top, I keep the regular stuff that I drink on a regular basis. And I filled up the regular bottles with, I poured the giant Costco bottles into the regular ones, and they're on top. And the big, like, 9-gallon jugs of it, they're underneath.
Okay. So same, display models.
Display model. Because I do. I feel uncomfortable. Like, if you come over to my house, I feel a little uncomfortable with having a 9-gallon bottle of Jameson.
I don't want that.
Boy, Jason, you sure do like Jameson. Are you okay?
It's a bit much. Yeah. I mean, it is
should you go to meetings?
Yeah.
If we've learned anything from all these old shows we're watching, how you present your booze is important.
Sure.
You know, you got to have the nice glassware and the crystals if you can. And, you know, the unmarked brown
decanters.
Yeah.
That's where the Lagavulin goes.
That would be annoying if you had one of those to pour it into every single unmarked canister. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm out of this. I got to go refill it now.
I only have one decanter, and that's the good stuff. And everything else is just normal bottles, but I can't in good conscience break out the big giant bottles, but I have started to buy them. And then it's a good value. And then I still don't feel like I need to go to meetings by constantly refilling.
Yeah, never look inside the barrel.
No.
Don't look in there.
Well, I'm sure you've ever... the barrel thing was pretty cool. I found it out in Newburgh. It's just an old whiskey barrel.
Well, I'm saying you keep the bigger bottles in there.
Don't look
in there. No. That'll make you feel bad about yourself.
Well, that's like sometimes like during quarantine because recycling comes every 2 weeks, like the glass. Sometimes if you look outside in the glass bin, it can, you don't want to do that. You're like,
I put mine out this morning and I was pleasantly surprised. I'm like, hey,
you're feeling good.
We're doing all right this week.
Or you look at your neighbors and you're like, whoa, look at that.
Joe,
someone's got issues.
Like look, we're all drinking a lot right now, aren't we?
Yeah, but when I go on when I go on walks with the doggies, like at night, I take a look. If you've got the recycling bottles out there,
yeah, because I look. I don't care about how much you've drank. I care about what brands you're drinking.
Yeah,
that's what I want to see. And do you drink a lot of the same thing?
Yeah.
What bottles of wine are in there? Ooh, that's a good one.
What's happening there?
Fine taste at that home.
Well, there's a. The place where my buddy's garage that I work out at a bunch.
Just picturing you kneeling next to the recycling bin, going through the wine bottles
taking
one by one.
He's the labels.
He's a Modelo guy. That's all that's ever in there.
Modelo.
Just like it's a constant.
Negro Modelo or Modelo Especial?
You know what? I don't know. I'd have to look into that. I don't know if I've ever had a Modelo.
They're good.
But, yeah, they're solid.
But they're like kids.
Especially Negro Modelo.
I can tell you that is his go-to. If I'm going over to his house and he's like, "Hey, I'll bring you over something," I know what I'm getting.
Maybe he often has Mexican food at home, and it's a good pairing.
Well, his wife is Hispanic.
There's something cool about too, like just the bottle and the glass. You know, like the bottle of brown.
Yeah.
The tall, skinny bottle of brown, and then just the glass. And then you just. There's something cool about that.
Yeah.
It's probably the movies again, or like Peaky Blinders does that a lot.
Mad Men.
Yes.
Mad Men. Yeah.
Makes you feel.
Where they just slam the bottle down and then you just have two glasses and you just pour it.
But you're so right that in Peaky Blind, no one drinks like that. No one drinks in real life like they do
the
in
way
movies.
They do. Yeah.
Ever.
It just doesn't.
Never.
I try to and then I'm like. Like I want to be all cool. Like,
Well, it's like in movies when you just roll into a bar and you're like, give me a beer. What? No, you can't just walk into a bar and say, give me a beer. What do you want? There's 9,000
Or like when
of them.
They whistle at the bartender.
Yeah.
If you whistle at the bartender, you're probably going to get punched.
Exactly. How's that going to work out for you? Walk into any bar and be like, give me a beer and see what happens. It doesn't just work.
Give me a beer.
Yeah, one doesn't just come sliding down the table at you and like, here you go, dealer's choice.
Yeah. And you know, I often wonder too, if Peaky Blinders specifically, they drink like they'll be, it'll be in the morning when he's back there having his cigarette and reading his paper.
Yeah.
And they're just pouring whiskey. Oh, like, yeah. How do these guys function all day?
Exactly.
Like, that's like a lot of booze they just slammed.
I understand that you've got a high tolerance. A lot of us do. But that, I mean, there's just no way.
You think they drank that much back then? I mean, I know they drank a lot, but...
I know they drank a lot, because, like... That, no, I think it's a bit exaggerated.
Yeah, it's got to be.
You can't start drinking at 8 in the morning and then keep going all through night and have your I've faculties about you.
Yeah. And then they always, whenever they have to go somewhere quickly, they slam it.
Yeah.
That's no good either.
It is the movies. Well, in this case, a TV show.
Uh-oh. Dead guy. What is this?
It actually looks pretty bad.
COVID.
I think he got elbowed in the trachea.
COVID.
By the way, anyone else a little odd that Mike broke out, he got elbowed in the trachea?
That was a Patrick Harris special. He said trachea, and I was like, that's a funny word.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, that's a flop.
Didn't even get touched.
He was having a really hard time breathing on the ground.
No, for heaven's sakes. Soccer.
I think this is actually pretty serious, guys.
Is it?
If he had flopped, he'd be up by now.
Oh. Would he?
Well, from what I saw, it didn't look bad. But
Paul Pierce didn't get up.
If he is seriously injured, that's because he pooped himself. If he is serious, then I'm sorry.
Preemptive apology, I like it.
Are they going to break out that little cold freeze bottle and then spray it on him and he'll be okay?
Oh my God, Joe Fisher and now Jehovah's Witness?
What is happening? Joe, I would like to hear about the Lord. Thank you.
Joe Fisher just walked in because he's producing the next show and he's got a white shirt and tie on.
Yeah. He's either going to serve me a...
That's literally what he walked in and said, by the way.
He's either going to tell me about God or possibly serve me a moderately priced Italian meal.
Can I get some more breadsticks, Joe? Bottomless breadsticks. All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
They did cart your boy off on a stretcher.
Well, good thing I apologized then.
I still don't really understand what happened to him, but...
It didn't look
like there was much contact.
It did
but...
not look bad, but I apologize, so I'm good.
He got hit in the throat and they carted him off on a stretcher?
It's hard to tell where he got hit.
It didn't look like he got hit in the cart, but he was wiggling around on the ground a bunch, and then they carted him off, but not on a spine board or anything. They just took him off on a stretcher.
They lifted him up and threw him on the wheelbarrow. Yeah. Like
look, unless you're on a spine board, you get up and walk your ass off the field. I'll tell you that right now.
I do tend to think that as well.
But, yes.
You know.
You can make it to the sidelines, for heaven's sake.
Yeah. There is a sense of pride in football that if you're not on the spine board, walk off the field, don't get carted off.
Huh. Unless
you're like Alex Smith, and hey man, take the meat wagon and you're fine.
He had another leg though.
If amputate your leg is a possible treatment, you can get carried off the field. That's okay.
But I have seen many a guy that does get mocked, whether it's at practice or in a game, if he gets carted off the field and it's not that serious.
Yeah.
Football players don't take injuries well.
I tore ligaments in my ankle and I walked off the field and then I rode on the cart back to the locker room.
Well, you don't want to get mocked, right?
No.
Once you're off the field, give me the cart and you're good to go.
Right, and it was the UW cart that had the big UW logo on it, and I said I wouldn't ride on it, and then they said, well, the other option is to walk, so I rode on it.
Understand.
Yeah. Right.
Like, how far is that? Because that's a big, long tunnel walk at the old UW stadium.
Yeah, that's a big, long walk with lots of pain, so I rode the cart.
give me the cart. Well,
my hypocrisy knows no bounds.
That soccer bro, I hope he's okay, so whatever happened to him.
So, hey, I rented a baseball stadium tomorrow night.
So we've heard.
Yeah. You going to come down and take some swings, Isaac Ropp?
No.
No. Oh, all right.
Ropp with just the definitive no.
It's a little far away.
It's in Salem. It's not that far.
It's a little far. And I do actually have, believe it or not, nobody has plans anymore, right? Like you don't make plans because nothing's going on because, well, COVID.
Yeah.
I do have plans tomorrow night.
Get right to Atlanta, too. Well, yeah. Would you care to share?
My wife. Well, it's my birthday.
It's a very special day tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
OJ, yeah. It's OJ's birthday.
You're right. Yes. It is OJ Simpson's birthday.
It is
birthday.
OJ Simpson's birthday.
And Willie Wilson, great Kansas City Royal.
Happy birthday to the Juice.
The Juice.
Yours truly, and here.
And the Salina Comet, Isaac Gropp. Happy birthday tomorrow, Isaac Gropp.
Thank you. 45, guys. Yeah. 45. So my wife and I are going to sit and pop a nice bottle of wine and...
Sex Dungeon?
Yeah. Who knows what it leads to.
Doing it? Well, I would hope so.
If it doesn't go well and you or your wife want to get out of there, you're welcome to make the drive down to Salem and take some BP with us.
Who's tossing,
got the run of the place.
Who's tossing BP?
We got pitching machines.
Oh, okay, so there's a machine and you got unlimited balls, or you got to go chase them down like we did as kids?
No, apparently we have the run of the place. We have not only BP on the field, we have the indoor training building, which has four separate batting cages. So I think we can do whatever we want. I don't know. I there's a guy there, and then he said at one point he'd leave. So as soon as we're unsupervised, all bets are off.
Well, I would want to do two things. I would want to just sit and try to crank home runs.
Yes.
And the other thing I would want to do is I would want to, after I got tired of swinging, I would want to grab my glove and go out and make some diving plays in the outfield.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I would want to do. Those are the two things I would want to do.
I'm looking forward to shagging flies. I think that's fun, too. So.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you just being in the outfield and chasing balls down and trying to make a dive.
I want to go take some cuts as well. I'm going to go out there after the show. And there's going to be, what, roughly 20 people out there?
Yeah, there'll be a few people. Not much more than that. Depends on, we may have some hangers-on show up, but there won't be a ton.
Now, everyone will have delusions of grandeur. So, because you're right. Everyone's going to swing for the fences. Over, under, three people get one out of the ballpark.
Oh, under. I know the group that's coming. Under. Look, I have as good a shot as anybody, and I haven't swung a bat that hard in a long time. So I'm predicting a torn shoulder. I'm predicting a lat strain or some kind of side injury. I will definitely come out of their hurt. Whether or not a ball leaves the stand, I will come out of their hurt.
I will tell you this. That ballpark is not very big, having played there.
Look at Rob Humble bragging.
You're asking why did I play there? Oh, yes. It was just the All-Star game for the Old Man Baseball League. But
I see it. I'm going to look for the plaque.
Yeah, there probably isn't one. But one of my teammates cranked three out in the All-Star game, and it's not as big as, like, as you think.
Okay.
It's not as hard to get it out of there as you think.
Well, I'm going to try, but I'm also expecting it to not go well. So we'll update you after the fact.
All right. Well, that's kind of a fun deal.
I'll see you under the lights about 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Take some
beds. All right, we'll be there.
All right. There he goes. All right, Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch and Joe coming up next. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.